Gemara Mem Ches Amud Aleph tells a story about Yanai Malka Umalkiso. Rashi comments that this was the Yanai HaMelech who killed all the Chachamim because they wanted to passel him min HaKohuna B'Kiddush and Dav Samachov Amud Aleph. In the back of the Gemara they tell you to look in the Sefer HaKabbalah by the Ravid. There were three different Ravids. There was the famous Ravid who wrote the Hasogas on the Rambam, and who learned Pecharusa with the Balamor, has Hasogas on the Balamor. The Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Balah HaNefesh that his Chavrusa wrote. They wrote Hasogas on each other. That's one Ravid. Then the Ravid married the daughter of the Ravid. The Rebbe of both the Ravid and the Balamor was also known as the Ravid. Rabin Avram Av Bezin. He wasn't Ben David. He was Rabin Avram Ben Yitzchok Av Bezin of Narbona. And then those are the two. So the Shach writes in Yeridah, sometimes the Rishonim quote the Ravid is saying one way, or the Rishonim quote saying another way. The two different Ravids, and that's the third. Then there's a third Ravid, who's never quoted in Halacha at all. He wrote a history book that's not reliable at all. It's called the Sefer HaKabbalah. Always has Baba Mice is there. Always has all kinds of crazy things. So in the back of the Gemara, they quote the Ravid, and the Sefer HaKabbalah says that this is a different Yanai. This is the son of the famous crackpot. The famous one who killed all the Chacham. Either Gemara says over here he killed all the Chachamim. No, it's a different story. It's not the one that Rashi quotes from Kedushin. It's a different story, and he quotes above a Maisa or something. Okay. So it's a question, which Yanai is it? But whoever it was, he was a brother of Shimon ben Shetach. His wife was Shlom Tzion Amalka, and she was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach, who was the chief rabbi. He was not killed. So what happened? They threw a big party. They needed somebody to bench for them. Mara Gemara, Mikra Din, the one who benched them Zoom says they're all benching, and the other people just say Amen. They don't say the Bracha. So they needed someone to say the Brichas Hamazon. So he asked his wife, did you get me a rabbi? Probably hinting that he knows that her brother is in hiding somewhere. So she got him. She said, if you promise you won't harm him, I'll get you. So she got her brother Shem Meshetat, and then he gave him a cup of wine, and he said, bench mezumin. So he drank the wine. He said, Baruch Gam drank the wine. He said, I didn't give you the wine to drink. I gave you the bench. He says, how can I say, Baruch Shachan M'shalof? I don't eat anything. I have to eat something. He didn't eat. He only drank. He only drank the wine. So the Gemara says, Shim Meshetach Do'avad, what he did, the act that he did, he drank the wine, and that enabled him to bench. L'garmehu D'yavad, that's his own personal shita. We don't accept it. Why? Dachi Amar Abchia Barabo Amar Rabbi Yechanan, and what's Zaram Dechavasan Shelcha Kazayis Dog? You have to eat a Kazayis of bread. Does mean Cheerios? Kazayis of bread. Kazayis Dog means bread. Why? Otherwise, it can't say Baruch Shachan Mishaloi. Why Shtiyas Bechlal Achila? No. The Gemara continues to say that if you have a mizum, at least if you have a mizuman of 10. Tosis had 2 days. Does it apply to Shloisha? Dibur Mascha Tisha. If you have a mezuman of 10, and 9 ate bread, and 1 only had Yerek or Yayin. So Tosis quotes that he's Mitztarifi Mohim. And he's going to answer Baruch Shacham Shlov Tubuchayin. No. Tosis writes, Shtia Bechlal Achila. Tosis said that Shtiyah is also good. Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila. So why is Shtiyah not Bechlal Achila over here? Why don't we Paskin over here that he's able to say Baruch Shehanim Shaloi by having so what did Tosis answer on that? To be Motzi Acherim, you have to eat a Kazayis of bread. But just to be Mitztarev, Tosis says, Rabbi Yechanan says, Le'ole meni Motzi Acherim Kazayis Dogan, ha Mitztarev Shapir, afil loitoam, el Shtiyah. To be Mitztarev to the Zimun is good if you only had Shtiyah. Rabbi Yushalmi kam Rabbi Yechanan, el meni Mizamnim, Acherim Kazayis Mashma afilu Mitztarev. So Tosis suggests that maybe there's a little between 3 and 10. That for 3 you need that he should eat. And for 10, that the if you have a ruba de minkara, that's how we say if you have a ruba de minkara, and you have 7-8 bread and 3 drank wine, that would also be good. That's how Tosis suggests. It's problematic over here. Why is Lahotiachem Dechabos? Why do you have to have bread? I don't know. Why isn't it also good if you drank? Why don't we pass him like Abshim and Shetah? I don't know. I don't know. That's what Tosis says. I don't know why. So what's the problem over here? Rashi quotes from an issue. Rashi quotes an issue. If you eat a kazayis dogon, how can you bench to be moitzi yana vechaverov? They probably ate kidei sviyah. That's the issue on this daf. Mamam ches. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbi Natan and Sefer Yosha, who says, we discussed it when we learned daf chav. From this gemara, you see that if you eat a kazayis, you chayv to bench ben atayrah. So Men Shetach would be Rabbi Yechanan said, if you eat a kazayis dog, you chayv ben atayrah. The others ate kidei sviyah. So everybody's on the same level. Everybody's chayv ben atayrah. I believe Mora says on daf chav from the base, the angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you do that? It's not fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I only required of them to bench Bichas HaMosen if you eat Kedei Sviyah. The Hema Dakti Kemalat Medeh Machmat Kezayis. So we don't pass them like that Gemara. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. The Gemara and Daf Chof and the Gemara Memches contradict to each other, and we accept Lalocha, the Gemara and Daf Memches. Okay, that's one answer. And we don't pass them like that, don't Shulchan Aruch. We pass them if a person ate Kezayis bread and is Mesupika for recited benching. So Safik Brachas Lakal, if he ate Kedei Sviyah and his Mesupik could be benched, then it's a Tzveka Derai Selechumra, he has to bench. We don't accept it. The Mishnah Berurah says, there have been a Tam holds like this, and we don't accept it. We Paskin, you do need Kedei Sviyah to be chayv to bench Menatar. So that's the Kasha. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah B'chui B'dobre, and in Motzi Yisrael, and you have to be on the same level of Chiyav. No. If you only ate the kazayis, you only mechuyim the rabbanon. How could be moitzi adaraisa? That's what it sounds like on daf chav. That's what Tosfos quotes. That's what it says on daf chav. A katan is only mechuyim the rabbanon mitam chinuch before bar mitzvah. Can be moitzi the father. So the Gemara said it depends. If the father ate kazayis, then the father is only mechuyim the rabbanon. So the son is mechuyim the rabbanon. So the son can be moitzi the father. But if the father ate kedei sviyah, father is mechuyim in atarah, then the son cannot be moitzi the father. So you see that in order to be moitzi someone else, you need mechui bedover. That's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that a woman cannot be moitzi a man with kiyashot, a cheroshot to be cotton, cannot be moitzi others with kiyashot, mishen mechui bedover, and a moitzi a sarab medechei bos. And the Gemara in Daf Chof and Brocha says you have to be on the same level of chiyav. If you're only mechui med the rabbanon, you can't be moitzi one as mechui menater. So Rashi says, no, if you're mechui med the rabbanon, you can't be moitzi others who are mechuyim ben atar. I think man daf chof that the chotnus mechuyim tamchina cannot be moitzi the father if the father had kedei sviya. So Rashi answered because the son, the children before bar mitzvah are not mechuyim even in the rabbanon. The chiyuv chinuch is on the parents. There's no chiyuv chinuch on the child. And Tosfos disagrees. It's not true. This machlekes is Rashi and Tosfos. When the Chachamim introduced a din of chinuch all over in Shas, children have to sit in sukkah, the first daf in sukkah, and the children have to... All the Gemaras, there's a din of chinuch midirabbanan, aliyah leregel, and so on. Chiyuch, the first Mishnah in Chagiga, all over Shas, din of chinuch. So Rashi holds that din of chinuch is mutal on the parents, not on the child. And Tosfos says, no, the din of chinuch is mutal on the child. Okay. So then Tosfos says, according to Rashi, that there's never a chiyuv chinuch mutal on the child. How can the child be moitzi the father if the father only ate kazayis, but the child is not even mechuyim midirabbanan? So how can he be moitzi the father? So Tosfos says, you see that Rashi is wrong. So how is Rashi going to answer that kasha? So the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah answered that if the father only had kazayis, the loshan agmar daf chaf was behem edaktiki malatzmam. Means it's not even a din midirabbanan. It's a lower level. It's not even mechuyev midirabbanan to bench. It's like a midas chasidus, a dvarashus or something. It's a chumrah. They instituted it as a chumrah. So you don't need mechuyev bedover. You only need mechuyev bedover to be motzi achem dechevosam. If the one who wants to be yotzei is either mechuyev manator or mechuyev midirabbanan. So you need someone who's mechuyev on the same level. But if the one who wants to bench after kazayis is only a midas chasidus, he's volunteering something, then you don't need mechuyev bedover. Wow, that's a chiddush to defend Rashi. Rabbi Chanan Basman has a whole fantastic answer, a whole different story. whole long essay, but that's what Tosfos answers. That's what Tosfos suggests in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So, that's Rashi's answer. Problematic Rashi, yeah.
According to Sefer Yasher, so he doesn't just say that he disagrees with Rebbe Biran that Chacham Amezah. He would even disagree that a katan could be Mozi. He would say that a katan can never be Mozi his father, because a father would never be able to. There's no such thing as Berchaz Amazon Derbana, meaning a share Derbana. You say Kazayas is their ice.
Because ice is their ice,
he's
right?
Against the home,
yeah. You have to have a different girsa, right? That's what the Rebbe Kivega points out, that the Rabban apparently has a different girsa. Rebbe Kivega and Afchav pointed that out. The Gil Yanashas. That apparently there is another girsa in the Gemara. Yeah. So again, so that's Rashi's opinion. A big Kiddush. That one is Mechoyim and the Rabban. Why should it be so? Why is Mechoyim and the Rabban enough to be Matzir Chaim and the Why Rashi holds this din itself is only Medirabbanan? Mishayim Mechayim Medirab Matzir Ram Dechei Basin. That din itself is only Medirabbanan. So as long as you're Mechayim Medirabbanan, that's enough. It's a Chiddush, a difficult Rashi. Okay. Now, so then she thought, I think, that maybe Rashi only meant for Mezumen. Because by Mezumen, it's not based on Shemei Koinen. It's not that all the others pay attention as if they all benched along. The din is that the whole Chabura should offer one Birchas HaMazon. So, even if you eat a kazayis and you're not mechuyev to bench, but there is a chavashem b'chas hamazon. If you didn't eat bread at all, you ate less than a kazayis. No, be'achalta b'savata. No, achila, ain't achila b'chusim b'kazayis. So if you ate less than a kazayis of bread and you bench, there's no kiyum, not only there's no chiyev deraisa, there's no kiyum deraisa. But if you ate a kazayis, there's no chiyev deraisa because you didn't eat kadeisva, but there's a kiyum deraisa. So as long as there's a kiyum, that's good enough. I don't know. So why does Rashi have to say that there's a chiyuv? Why does he have to say mechuyev b'dovim at the Rabbanu? Should have just said on the level of the Raisa there's a chiyuv. It's hard to press it into Rashi. Rashi doesn't seem to be saying what Rav Soloveitchik said. He gave his own answer. Rav Soloveitchik gave his own answer. But here you bench in Mezumen. Mezumen is not based on Shamei Kohen. And Mezumen is the whole Chabur together offers one Birchas HaMazon. So one way, a kazayis of bread, even though he's not obligated to bench, but there is a kiyum deraisa. So the Ochabur is offering one Birchas HaMazon. Then you have to assume that institution of Birchas Zimun is deraisa. That was a machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah quoted first the machlekes Achrayim, where the bench of Mezumen is a din deraisa the Rabbanan. Then he quotes further research. He realizes that it's a machlekes Rishonim. So the Chik, in order to give this answer, was assuming that the Zimun is deraisa. Okay. It's a different answer. It's not Rashi's answer. Okay, Rashi gave his own answer. Then the Rashi and Tosfos quote from the Halachas Gedolos. The Halachas Gedolos just says if you only had kazayis bread, you can only be right. See, someone else only mechuyev midirabban. But if the other person ate kadeisva, you cannot be moisi them. So it's a pella. How can the Bahak say that on this Gemara? The Gemara beferish. That's what Tosfos says. What do you mean? Yana v'chaver didn't eat kedei svia. This is how can the Bahak say like that? The Pashta says they certainly ate kedei svia. Here's the Tosfos on Amud Beis, around 10 lines in. On the fifth line from the Tosfos, Bahak pirish derech shol kazayis eni yochel lo hatiachem if they ate kedei svia. Tosfos says, but loihi, the Bahak is wrong. So samchin ruvet de yana v'chaver v'hei mochlo kedei svia. What are you talking about? How can it be? So we just, to defend the Bahak, we suggested, Maybe the Bahag holds that you're only obligated to bench because I'm Muslim the rice if you had kadeisvia from the bread. And they had so many different courses in the meal, they just had a kazayis of bread, like we usually do. Just have a kazayis of bread, and if that's all you would eat, you would walk away hungry. And there was a ton of food, kadeisvia from all the other food, but not from the bread or not. Maybe that's the machlokes between Tosfos and the Bahag. Whether kedei svia means from the bread alone or kedei svia means from the whole meal. Maybe. So it's a problematic Bahag. Rashi is problematic, the Bahag is problematic, so Tosfos comes to save us. And Rabbi Natam is not only problematic, not accepted la locha, we don't paskel like that. So the shita that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the shita Mekobelas, the shita said Tosfos. So what is Tosfos' answer? No, they quote the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Avchav Tes, the end of the third parak. Gemara says, Yotza Maitzi, even though I already said Kiddush, I'm already in the middle of my meal on Friday night. Somebody comes late, he doesn't know how to say Kiddush. See, now if it's Retzi already, I can recite Kiddush a second time. I am not Mechui B'dover. How can I be Motzi Ramadechai Vasim if I'm no longer Mechui B'dover? So Tesis quotes, the Rashi says there, and that Gemara Daf Chotes, so as long as there's still one Jew left somewhere in New Zealand who didn't hear Kiddush yet, I'm still mechuyev to say Kiddush if that will help out another person. Says, I'm still mechuyev b'dover because kol yisrael arev mezeh bezeh. So therefore, if somebody ate bread and he's mechuyev to recite Birchas Hamazon, does know how, so I can recite the benching for him. Even though I'm not eating now at all, I can recite the benching for him. So why do I have to even eat the kezayis of bread? Why is that necessary? Even if I didn't eat any bread at all, that's a din of Yatza Maitzis. So he says, no, because you can't say, Baruch Elokeinu Shachalnu Mishalo. How can you say Shachalnu if you didn't eat anything? So then we got stuck with this question. So why do you have to eat a kezayis of bread? You can eat a kezayis of Yerek. The three people who are answering to the Mezuman of 10, seven people had bread and three people had Yerek. So the Gemara says that they can say Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo. So why does he have to eat bread? That's the question we asked before. We don't know the answer, okay? That's still a question. So that's what Tosis says. That's what Tosis interprets. That the din is kol yisrael arev mezeh bezeh, so it's yotza moitzi. So then you don't understand. Then the Rosh on Daf Chof goes with the Balei HaTosis. So then you don't understand the Gemara Daf Chof. The Gemara Daf Chof on the base coming on the Mishnah. The top line in the Mishnah says, women are mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon. That's the top line on Daf Chof on the base. The Mishnah is continuing from Amud Aleph. The Noshim are mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara had a suffix, are women mechuyev in HaTorah or in the Rabbanon? Why should, it's a mitzvah says in Shalai Azman Grama, why should there be a tzad to say, and it's a Sveikah Adina, it's in a Bible of Shita, so it's a Sveikah Adina, but the women are mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon min HaTorah or min the Rabbanon. My nafkemina, so the Gemara should have said, what's a nafkemina? Gemara should have said, if she ate a meal, kedei tzviya, she's mesuper. If she's mechuyev min HaTorah, Sveikah derasa l'chum, if she's only mechuyev min the Rabbanon, Sveikah derabbanon l'kula. So that's what the Prima Gadim asks. Why the Gemara is asking, am I nafkemina? You should have said nafkemina for Sofek. Why did Gemara give a different nafkemina? So the Prima Gadim said, no. Gemara wants to give an nafkemina that's negel la halacha, because that nafkemina of Sofek is not correct. Why? Because they knew it's going to end up as a Sveik and a Dina. It's in a Bible of Shita. So as far as a woman who's not sure if he benched, it'll always be a Sveik Sveikah. Maybe she's not, on the level of the rice, maybe she's not mechuyev to bench. And even if she is mechuyev to bench, maybe she did bench. She's not sure. So at the end of the day, if a woman is mesupik, whether she benched or not, she won't have to repeat the benching, the sofei, because it'll be a svek sveka. On the level of the rabbanon that she's badai chayev, so it's a sofei, maybe she did bench. On the level of the raisa, that maybe she's mechuyev, so that's a svek sveka. Maybe she's not mechuyev, and maybe she is, maybe she benched already. So that's what the Prima Gadim suggests. The Harifas. The Gemara didn't give an afkamina for Suffolk. They wanted to give an afkamina that therefore we should be machmer about something. So what afkamina did they give? Can the woman say the benching to be moitzi a man? A man and a woman, you don't have a mezumah together. But look, we're talking about a case, let's say the man is a boor. So the Gemara said at the beginning of Shloshah Shachlu, we don't allow Shemeh Koine by Birchas Hamazon unless one is a boor and he does know how to bench, then the Bir Agro, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, said, we revert back to the Din Derais. Minatoi, you always say, Shemeh Koine, even by three cases, that they write in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quoted the Rishalmi. There are three cases that we don't allow Shemeh Koine. One is by Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, one is by Tvila, one is by benching, eating food. So that's only Midir Rabbanim. Minatoi, you always allow Shemeh Koine. So if the one is supposed to bench is a poor, he doesn't know how to bench, then you allow Shemeh Koine, even halacha l'maisa. So that's the case over here. The woman is going to bench to be moitzi a man, because the man is a boor, he doesn't know how to bench. So if the woman is mechuyev b'davar, then she can be moitzi the man. The woman is, the man ate kedei svi, is mechuyev to bench min haTorah. The woman also ate kedei svi. So if the woman is mechuyev min haTorah, she can be moitzi the man. If the woman is only mechuyev min derabbanan, then she cannot be moitzi the man. So because of this, ibayda leif shita, where the women's chiyuv in benching, that the Mishnah has, women are mechuyev b'chazamazim, Is it there? I said, there are banan, so therefore we are noita lahachme here. We shouldn't permit a woman to recite the benching to be moitzi the man. So the Rosh is bothered with the kasha, but he just said over here, the person who eats kezayis can bench for the other one who ate kedei sviya. The one who eats kezayis is not mechuyev min haTorah to bench. So the answer was based on Orbus, kolisol reib mezeh bezeh yotza moitzi. So why can't the woman bench on behalf of a man? She ate kezayis dogon, and even if the man ate kedei sviya, the woman, even though the woman is not mechuyev b'dabur, kolisol reib mezeh bezeh, she's so the Rosh answers the din of Arbus doesn't apply to women. That's the Rosh and Daf Chav. The mitzvah of Arbus doesn't apply to women. So that's the shayla. What does he mean? So the case that he's talking about is a woman should recite benching for a man. A woman is not areva for a man. What if is a man arev for a woman? Does a man have Arbus for a woman? He said women are not included in Arbus. Where's the mocker to say like that, that there's no Arbus for women? So there's a Gemara in Soita, where the Gemara says, Kol Yisrael Arayim Mizah Bezeh, at the time of Maimon HaSinai, there were Shishim Ribo Jews, so everybody accepted Shishim Ribo men between the age of 20 and 60, but there were many women. So the Gemara said there were Shishim Ribo Jews, and everybody accepted Arbus on behalf of Shishim Ribo people. Why did they accept Arbus on behalf of the women also? So it would appear that there's no Arbus on behalf of women. There was Erev Rav also. So it would appear from the Gemara there was no Arbus on behalf of Geirim. That's what some posts can say, well, there's no Arbus on behalf of Geirim.
No Arbus between people who are 13 and 20.
How can it be? The same kasha. If you're going to say there's no Arbus for women because of the Gemara gives you the number Shishim Ribo, then it means there's no Arbus for children before the age of 20? How can it be and there's no Arbus for Geirim? It was a Shaila Allah Lamaisa here in the yeshiva. One of the rabbis had his next door neighbor is a ger. And that's an ebbe didn't feel well 2 days before Purim. So he made up, he's going to, after he hears the Megillah and Shul, the rabbi from the yeshiva is going to go home and read the Megillah for his next door neighbor. But the next door neighbor is a ger. So some of the poskim said, there's no orvis for ger. Because of that Gemara in Soitan, Perikel and Nemar. The Gemara says, everybody was Mekabel orvis on behalf of Shishim Ribo. Well, only Shishim Ribo. No Arbus for Gerim is no Arbus for women. No Arbus for Tiktanim before the age of 20.
So the Neshamas were there too.
Huh?
The Gerim Neshamas were there also.
Neshamas, yeah.
It's the same question.
The women were mamish there. The women, not only Neshamas.
Yeah. They have the same question and everything.
How can it be? Yeah. So we assume the Lo Shana Gemara is Labdavke. But that's the Kerenari there. And that Gemara, Perek El Gemara, Kamenara says that's the deal that some of the Rishonim made on that Gemara. The Gemara gives you the number. There's an Arbus on behalf of Shishim Ribo. So that's all. Shishim Ribo, how can it be? That's a problem. So this is a problem. The Rosh is talking women don't have Arbus for men. Do men have Arbus for women?
Women for women?
What about women for women? Yeah. So the Rav Shlomo Eger on Ardaf, on Daf Memches, on the bed, Rav Shlomo Eger refers you to some Tshuvah Svarim. The Mishnah Berurah has the whole discussion in Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kiddush, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the discussion that was started by the Dogel Mervavah. The Nadi Behuda Hasahar is printed on the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch that's called Dogel Mervavah. So he raises the question, the husband davens Marv, the wife probably didn't daven Marv on Friday night. Husband davens Marv, so we assume that Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanah. Kiddush B'tfilah is the Reis. So the husband was yet in Kiddush Derais. It's only mechuyev in Kiddush Mederabbanan to say alakos. There were different opinions in Tosfos where the Kiddush alayayin is Derais at Derabbanan. So we paskin la halacha that Kiddush bedvarim is Derais and Kiddush alayayin is only Derabbanan. So the husband when he comes home is only mechuyev in Kiddush Mederabbanan. The wife didn't have a ma'ariv. If the wife didn't have a ma'ariv, so she's mechuyev in Kiddush Menatayra. That's the gemara daf chof and beis. Nashim mechayos be Kiddush hayom deratayra. So the women are mechuyev in Kiddush. How can the husband say Kiddush a second time to be motzi his wife if he said there's no Arbus for women? So Rabbi Kivega comes up with a suggestion that's very mechudishdik, very difficult. He says when the husband comes home and the wife says good Shabbos, she already mentioned that the Shabbos says she's yotzi Kiddush derais. Yotzi Kiddush derais. So Mishnah Berurah has the taina, that's what Rav Soloveitchik is to say. That's ridiculous. What do you mean? Good Shabbos, yotzi Kiddush. You have to say Shabbos is a holy day, it's a special day. You have to mention something, not just say good Shabbos. How does Rabbi Kivega say? The Rambam writes, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Mishnah Torah, he says, Kiddush De'Oraisa B'Dvarim, you have to mention Shevach Hayom. You have to mention that the day is a special day, that it's a holy day, that it's unique. When you say Yom Zeh Mechubet, Mikol Hayomim, Nuchav Simcha Or Vayhudim, when you say all of those piyutim, all of the Zmiris of Shabbos, that's an enhancement of the mitzvah of Kiddush. You're continuing to be Yotze in the mitzvah of Kiddush. The bare minimum is got to say Kiddush. But in addition to the minimum, you enhance it by singing all the Zmiris. Kari Ban Olam doesn't say a word about Shabbos, but most of the other Zmiris speak about the uniqueness of Shabbos, that it's a special day. So that's all a Hemshech, the Zikiyam of Kiddush B'Dan. So that's the issue that was brought up by the Dogma of Avah. How can a husband, if he's held like this Rosh and Daf Chof, there's no Arvus by Noshim, and he says it goes both ways. The Rosh is talking, the women don't have Arvus on behalf of the men. But if you say the men don't have Arvus on behalf of the women either, so how can the husband say Kiddush to be Motzi his wife? The husband's only Mechuyim and the Rabbanon, the wife is Mechuyim and the Torah. Rabbi Kivega's answer, that she says good Shabbos, she's yet to Kiddush Daraisa, so the both on the Rabbanon is not acceptable. It's a Peladik and Rabbi Kivega. So some of the later Paskim say, no, the whole thing is a mistake. The Rosh didn't mean to say that there's no Arvus by women. The Rosh meant to say, if women are not mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon, why should one think that women are not mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon? We learned Daf Chav. We saw there were different explanations. So Rashi says, because you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Eretz Yisrael, v'noshim lanot l'chelek ba'aretz. Either b'nos l'avchot gat, that was an exception to the rule. But in principle, the women don't yashim. Whenever there are sons and daughters, so the sons get the Yerusha, the daughters don't get. So noshim lanot l'chelek ba'aretz. Tyson says, what do you mean? That shows that it's wrong. The fact that b'nos l'avchot gat Yerusha shows that noshim not l'chelek ba'aretz. I don't get a Yerusha if it's my second cousin who died. His children get it. That's not called Leinot L'Chelik Boret. So whoever is in line to get the Yerusha gets it. So Tesla gives a different suggestion that Agamara Mem Chesem and Bey is going to say that when you bench, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the Torah. And women are not Mukhiyev in Talmud Torah. But they still thank the Rebbe Shalom that he gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah, not Talmud Torah. He gave us the Torah and all the mitzvahs. So Tesla says maybe because you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The women don't have the mitzvah of Bris Milah, even though the woman has a child who's a boy, she's not mechuyev to be mal a boy. The father is mechuyev, the mother is not mechuyev. That's the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tes. That only the father is mechuyev l'am alas haben, and the mother is not mechuyev l'am alas haben. So these were the three pshatim that the Rishonim gave. Well, I was going to have more. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Malchus Beis Dabin, and the Gemara has that Noshim Alav and not involved in Malchus. That's on the top over here. That Noshim are not involved in Malchus. What do you mean? He can't appoint a woman as Sem Tos Malach Melach Melach Velo Malcha. That's a passage in the Sifrei. And that passage, Sem Tos Malach Melach Melach Velo Malcha, it never appears in the Gemara. So the Achrayim say, but it appears here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Noshim are not involved in the Malchus. And the Pashtus, it means two things. Noshim cannot be, it's not proper to appoint a woman as the Malka. It's a violation of Tznius. The women should keep a low profile. Not right that they should do things before Hesia. And also the women shouldn't vote to elect the Melech. Women are not, shouldn't be involved in Malchus in appointing the Melech. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Women are not Mukhib to see to it that there is a Melech. So this Gemara, Mem Tesam and out, that women are not involved in Malchus is based on that passage in the Sifrei. Sem Tosam Alach Melach Melach Malach. Even the Drosha never appears in the Gemara, but the Din is assumed in the Gemara. So that's what Tesis suggests on Chofam and Beis. The Gemara is suffering whether women are Mechuyev and Birchus HaMazon, not like Rashi said, because not L'Chelet Ba'aretz. Maybe it's because you have to say Torah, maybe because you have to say Bris, maybe because you have to say Malchus, and Noshim are not involved in any of these. And Torah and Abris and Malchus, okay? So that's what some Achranim say when the Rosh said there's no Arvus by women. He's not giving a cloud that women are not Mechuyev in Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh Bezeh. A mitzvah that the women are Mechuyev in, let's say Kiddush. mitzvah that the women are mechayven, the woman would have a din of arvus to men and to women. If a man comes in late and he does not know how to say kiddush, so the woman can say kiddush for him. Because women are mechayven kiddush, so there's a din of arvus. But if you should assume women are not mechayven birchas hamazon for whatever reason, if they're not mechayven birchas hamazon, they're not mechayven to see to it that other people bench. They're not mechayven that mitzvah. So they're not mechayven to see to it that other people do the mitzvah either. So this is the pshat that's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. Not the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is not accepted, that Kazayis and the Raisa. And Rashi's Shita is not accepted. And the Bahag's Shita is not accepted. That the others there didn't eat Kedei Sviya. The accepted pshat, the official pshat, is what Taisus said. So that's, we're left with a Tamua. How come the three people who ate Yerek will be mitzdarfim to the Zim, and they can say, Baruch Shulchan Mishaloi, but eating Yerek is not enough. Why? He's going to say Baruch Shulchan Mishaloi.
How does Rashi disagree with Tosos? Tosos is basically just quoting the Gemara from Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, that's the Pella. How does Tosos just quote the Gemara? So how does Rashi disagree? So we said over when we learned it the first time, when we learned Dav Chav. So the Shagas Aryeh comes up with a Wapra B'chinish. He says Rashi's opinion is that Koisol HaRebim Zebizem Yitzit, that I'm still M'chui B'dover, is really a pshetl. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't work. It only works on the level of the Rabban. So on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, that Kiyah Shoif is the Raisa, the Baal Tekeh wouldn't be able to go to the old age home. After he's Yotze ready on his own, he wouldn't be able to blow for the people in the hospital in the old age home. It only works on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, or on the Mea Koilus. But on the basic ninth Koilus that you need Ben HaTorah, Rashi Shita is that Kol Yisrael Reb Mezebezeh Yotza Moitzi wouldn't work. Where does he get it from? Because the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, on that Gemara, Gemara says a man came late to the meal, and then someone who already said Kiddush a second time. Rashi says, Mekadosh Yisrael Hazmanim. How does Rashi know that it was Kiddush on Yom Tov? Maybe it was Kiddush on Shabbos. It's the same thing, whether it's Kiddush on Shabbos, Kiddush on Yom Tov. Why do Rashi say Mekadosh Yisrael Hazmanim? Because it's Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So it's assumed that it's Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah? No. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells the din of about other Yom Tov also. Why only Rosh Hashanah? So the Shagasari says, it must be that Rashi holds like the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchot Shabbos that Kiddush and Havdalah is their Raisa, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Because all the Yom Tovim, Shabbos Hashem. The Pasuk says, you should count Sfir Mimochas on Shabbos. It doesn't mean Sunday, it means Machas HaShabbos, the first day Chol Moed. So you see that all the Yom Tov might refer to as Shabbos. All the mitzvahs of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov. So Kiddush on Yom Tov is their Isa. So the Magid Mishnah quotes, not everybody agrees with the Rambam about Havdalah being their Isa. There are those who disagree. And not everybody agrees with the Rambam that Kiddush on Yom Tov is their Isa. So that's what the Shagasari writes. He knows the answer to Rashi. Rashi holds that Kol Yisrael HaRebim Zebizeh is the basis for Yotza Moitzi, is still called Mechui B'dov, but that's really a pshetl. At the level of the Raisa, it doesn't work. I was Yotze Kiddush already. Rashi says it only works on Kiddush on Yom Tov. Kiddush on Yom Tov, you always like the Magid Mishnah's opinion that Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanu, so there it works. And if it's Kiddush Shefer, it wouldn't work. We don't follow that opinion. We do Maisim B'chol in Rosh Hashanah. The Baal Tekeh who blew in Shul was Yotze. Goes to the old day chum, and he goes to the hospital, and he blows for the other people. You say Yotza Moitzi even on the first day. So that's what the Shagazari says, and that's Rashi Vishitosai didn't say like Tosfos over here, because we're talking about benching their Isa. So benching is a din their Isa, so you don't say Yotza Moitzi. You only say Yotza Moitzi when it's a mitzvah der Rabbanon. And a mitzvah der Isa, you never apply Yotza Moitzi. The Rishonim don't say like the Shagazari. Shagazari didn't have all these Rishonim. Rishonim don't say like Rashi. Shonim and Nizdav say that the reason why Rashi, this question, why doesn't Rashi say like Tosfos? Tosfos quoted a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chav Tes, that Yotza Moitzi. Tosfos is right. So the Shonim say, in that Gemara, Tosfos quotes, in that Gemara it says, you can't say Yotza Moitzi by HaMoitzi or by Bar Pri HaGofen. I can't say Brichas HaNenen on behalf of someone else, unless I'm eating along with them, and there was Haseba, so Pas and Yain, you need Haseba and other things. You don't need Haseba, it doesn't help Haseba, whatever. But if I'm not eating along, you don't say Yotza Moitzi. Why not? Because let him not eat. Who told him that he should eat? He has to hear Kirshav, he has to say Kiddush, he's obligated to. But he's not obligated to eat his food. Let him learn how to say the bracha and then let him eat. So since Bichas Hanenin, he's not mechuyev to say the bracha unless he's about to eat, so let him, who tells him that he should eat today? So therefore you don't say Yotza Moitzi. So just like Rashi holds, just like the Gemara says, that you don't say Yotza Moitzi by Bichas Hanenin, because he has a brera not to eat, so even though he already ate, he had a brera not to eat. Who told him to eat a sandwich? He knows how to say Amoitzi, he knows how to wash. So he washes, says Amoitzi, he eats, then now he's stuck, he doesn't know how to bench. Who told the moron to eat a sandwich? He should have eaten something else and said Barnafoy, he doesn't know how to say benching. So he should have not eaten bread. So that's what the other Rishonim say. The reason why Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos, even though Tosfos shot his mama straight from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, is because eating food was optional. The guy was not mechuyev to eat the food. And that's why the Gemara says that the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush and the Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah, I can say for him, because he's mechuyev to have the Kiddush. He has to have the Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah. So there you say, Yotza Moitzi. If that's the reason why, so every Shabbos he should say, you're mechuyev to have Sholos Sudas, mechuyev to wash. So why can't I say Hamotzi on behalf of someone else on Shabbos and Yontem when he wants to eat the meal, the Suda Shabbos, he's mechuyev to eat it? Why does the Gemara only say Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah? You can Yotza Moitzi and Bar Piragofen of Kiddush. Doesn't it sound like because the Bar Piragofen becomes part of the Kiddush, or the Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah becomes part of the Haggadah, part of Sipkus Yisrael? And that's the reason why. It's not because you're mechuyev. If you're mechuyev, why is only Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah? It should be Hamotzi every Shabbos and Yontif. Also, you should be able to say Hamotzi for the other person. Whether he likes or not, he's obligated to eat the bread. So why can't I say Hamotzi for him? Don't you see from the Gemara that explanation that the Rishonim gave in Rashi is not correct? So the truth of it is, you don't see that. Because in Shulchan Aruch, they give two explanations why. So in Shulchan Aruch, the official explanation, why can't I say Hamotzi for someone else? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, he's mechuyev to have a Suda. So the Mechaber writes, if a person enjoys fasting more than eating, so let him fast on Shabbos, let him not eat. The chiyuv to have Shabbos Suda is only if you enjoy eating better than fasting. There are such people who enjoy fasting better. I haven't met them yet, but there are such people who enjoy fasting better than eating, so then they're not mechuyev to eat Shabbos Suda. So who told him to be from the group of people who enjoy eating better than fasting? He should have joined the group of people who enjoy fasting better than eating. So it's not, he's not absolutely mechuyev to eat the bread. Let him develop a different taste in life. Let him develop the flavor of fasting. And then he won't need the hamotzi. So that's his decision. He decided that he enjoys eating better than fasting. Who told him to make such a decision like over here? Who told him to eat bread? Who told him to drink wine? So since it was his decision, so you don't say yotza moitzi. So even by Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah, whether he likes it or not, he has to say Hamotzi. And the Kiddush also, he has to have Kiddush Alayayim. But the Bracha Hamotzi of Shabbos Yontov, Suda Shabbos, so the two explanations given in Shulchan Aruch, why can't I say Hamotzi for someone else on Suda Shabbos? So one explanation is, only Hamotzi of Achilas Matzah because it becomes part of the Sipit, becomes part of the Haggadah. Not only Bar Piagofen not Kiddush because it becomes part of the Kiddush. Well, that was the Ritva had the Machlekes we mentioned the other day. The Ritva had a Machlekes with Taisus. What are Kiddush on Shabbos morning? The whole Kiddush only consists of Bar Piagofen. What do you mean? Bar Piagofen blends in to become part of something else. There is no something else. It's only Bar Piagofen. So Taisus says, you still say Yotza Moitzi. I can say Bar Piagofen on behalf of someone else on Shabbos morning, even though I'm not drinking the wine. And Rebbe Kiveger on the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes that Taisus. Rebbe Kiveger on the Shulchan Aruch tells you to look in the Ritva of Psachim, who disagrees with the Taisus. He can only say Bar Piagofen, part of the Kiddush, blends in to be part of the Kiddush. But if the whole Kiddush only consists of the Bar Piagofen, so Bichas Hanen, and you don't say Yotza Moitzi. So in Shulchan Aruch, they give two different explanations. Why is it that Bar Piagofen of Kiddush and Amotzi of Achilas Matzah, why can't you be mutzi other people? So one and why is it the hamotzi of the meal of Shabbos and Yom Tov? He can't be motzi of other people. So one explanation is because if he would enjoy fasting better than eating, he wouldn't be mechuyev to eat the bread at all. So that's his decision that he enjoys eating better than fasting. I'm not mechuyev to help him out because all the bread is over there is only if he has an absolute chiyev that he can't shake off. Then I have to, and he doesn't have to say the bracha, then I help him. And the other explanation they give is that when the hamotzi stands alone, then you can't be motzi the other one, even though he is mechuyev. Only the hamotzi of alachilas matzah blends in to become part of the hagodah. Like we said, the Rishonim quote from the Talmud, Rishonim, kolo echa matzah bera pesach kiboy la resosah beis chomim. What kind of a strange mushel is that? The person eats matzah and erev pesach. All right, you shouldn't eat matzah and erev pesach. You should eat l'tayoven. You should be excited when you eat the matzah l'erev pesach. What kind of a mushel is that? Kilo boy la resosah beis chomim. They quote from one of the maskilim. It was a sheikh, it's a wise guy. So he says he tried both out and he doesn't agree with the Rishonim. Not the same. Not the same. Boil our resasa is not the same flavor as eating matzah and erev pesach. So what did the Chazal mean? Echa matzah ber, what did boil our resasa beis chomim? So there's a long Arzarua. Arzarua has this long, he quotes, I think, from Shmuel Mifalaiza, one of the Balei HaTesis. Arzarua has big columns, big pages. Goes on pages and pages. He has a running commentary on the piyutim of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim for Shabbos HaGorl. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim includes all the Hilchas Pesach in his piyut for Shabbos HaGorl. So in the middle of the long commentary of Rabbi Shimon Lifalaiza, so he has this explanation that Boil HaResos Beis Chomav, he's lacking the Sheva Brachas. And on Pesach night in the Seder, in the Haggadah, you have to say seven Brachas until you get to eating the Matzah. So which of the seven Brachas are the more than seven? So he has a whole discussion. We say Bor Pei HaGofen, then you say Kiddush, then you say Shachyanu, then you say Bor Pei HaAdama on the Karpas, then you say Bor Pei HaGofen on the second cup of wine, then you say Asher Gyalonu over the second cup of wine, that's already six, then you wash until the Siddayim is seven, until Siddayim, then you say Amoitzit, then you say Lachilas Matzah, so it's nine. So how do they say it's seven? So they're different opinions, the Prima Gordon quotes, are all different opinions in the Rishonim. How did you shrink it down to become seven? Aren't there nine brachas that you say before you eat the matzah? So that's a whole discussion. So that's what they say. You can be motzi the others with hamotzi of achilas matzah because it blends in to become part of the haggadah. Because the haggadah requires there should be sheva brachas, just like you need sheva brachas by the arusa to be kala b'lo brachas surah l'bay l'kenita. You need seven brachas, sheva brachas. Here also there are seven brachas in the haggadah before you get to eat the matzah. So that's the svara that some rishonim said. You can be motzi the others with hamotzi of achilas matzah because hamotzi of achilas matzah is part of the haggadah. The same thing, Bar Piyagofen is part of the Kiddush, not a separate bracha b'chaz aneni. Bar Piyagofen blends in to be part of the Kiddush. Okay, that we discussed already. Good. So in Shulchan Aruch, the official pshat they quote, we reject the Rabbeinu Tam, we reject the Rashi, we reject the Bahag. The only official pshat they quote is the Tosfos with the Rosh. That's the pshat that they quote. Then the Menachas Chinuch has a comment on the Ruba de Minkara that we saw yesterday. The Gemara says if you have nine people had bread and one had Yerek, that's fine. And if two people had Yerek and eight had bread, that's fine. But seven and three is also good. What about six and four? So the Gemara suggests the Machlekes HaAmarai. So the Gemara says, but there were Amarai Mahal. No, you have to have Ruba de Minkabina. Six out of ten is not enough. You have to have seven out of ten. Seven people ate bread and three ate Yerek. Yeah. Ruba de Minker. So the Rabbeinu Yoni asked, and if you have three people, that was the Machlokes, whether it applies to three. So our practice is, we assume it does apply to Mezumen of three. Not just to Mezumen of ten, it applies even to Mezumen of three. 2 days in the Tosfos. Machlokes, the Rebal HaTosfos and the Sam Bikutzi. The Tosfos quotes in Dibur Maschil Tisha. So there you have two out of three. Is that a Ruben de Minka? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Yeah, two out of three is 66 2/3%. And six out of ten is only 60%. When you have two out of three, it's 66 2/3%. So that's also Ruben de Minka. So that's why the Menchas Chinuch quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah to answer Akasha. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Echad din imamis ve'echad din nefashis bedrisha v'chakira. The Eidim, you need two Eidim by Mominus, you need two Eidim by Nefoshes. And you need Rishva Chakir by Mominus, and you need Rishva Chakir by Nefoshes. The original Pasuk of Derashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitev, and so on, original Pesukim requiring the Rishva Chakir is only said by Nefoshes. There are no Pesukim by Mominus, but there's a Pasuk, Mishpatecha Yolachem, Lahashvas Mominus with Nefoshes, that based on Mishpatecha Yolachem, that's how we derive that the seven Rishas v'chakiras that appear in Dinim Nefoshes all carry over to Dinim Mamonis. So you need Rish v'chakir. But then the Mishnah says, Ma bein Mamonis l'nefoshes, are there differences? Mishnah says, Asore chilukim, she bein Mamonis l'nefoshes. So which are the Asore chilukim? What are the 10 differences? So one difference is that Nefoshes, you need a Sanhedrin of 23, Dayanim, Smuchim, and Mamonis has enough of Bezna of 3. Then the other 9 differences between Mamonis and Nefoshes are formalities in the Seder Hadiyun that were based on the Hitzila Hu'edim. So in Machzirin L'schus Vein Machzirin L'choivim. That's one difference. What's another difference? What are the other differences? I forgot already. Timam is an Nefashis. Amalamet Schus Ein Echoizim Alamet Choivim Amalamet Choivim Echoizim Alamet Schus. The Dayan said, I think that he's potter, so we don't let him change his mind later. He can't say that he's chayv later. He can explain why, but he can't vote otherwise. When it comes to the law, he can't vote that he's chayv mis. And so on, all the differences. So one of the several differences is, if you have a Sanhedrin of 23, and they want to be mechayv and misa, you have a split vote. So let's say 12 say chayv misa, and 11 say potter. So 12 and 11 is 23. So 12 say potter from misa, and 11 say chayv. So you go bas a rov of echad is enough to acquit him. But if 12 say chayv misa and 11 say pata, a rov of echad is not good enough to give the death penalty, because the pasuk says loisia achir rabim lerois. What does it mean? You can't follow the rov lerois to give the death penalty. What do you mean? If it's 20 say chayv misa and 3 say pata, you don't go bas a rov. You do go bas a rov. But the pasuk means say loisia achir rabim lerois. You're not allowed to follow a simple roiv. You have to have something more than a plain roiv. So you need a roiv shnayim l'chiv. So if you have a split vote of 12 to 11, and 12 say chayv and 11 say potter, you cannot give the death penalty, you have to have, if you have a split vote, 13 say chayv misa, and 10 say potter, so that's a roiv of 3. See, a simple roiv you can't have. So the Menachas Chinuch is bothered with the kasha. If you can't administer din in the Foshes based on a roiv of echad, and then the Gemara says that all of the 9 chilukim between mamonis and the Foshes that are based on the concept of the hitzilu ha'edi, you always bend over backwards to acquit the nidon, the person. All the 9 carry over to malchus, even though malchus only needs a bezna of 3. Machlek zatanaim. How many dayanim do you need for malchus in the first mishnah on Sanhedrin? With a 23 or 3, we paskin 3. But all the 9 chilukim into imamis and the first that are based on mitzilah do carry over. And the sharan niskal is the opposite. Sharan niskal kamisa abal kamisa asher need a bezna of 23, but there's no din of the hitzilah. Hitzilah is only if they're a human being. All the 9 chilukim into imamis and the first is based on the hatzala do not apply to sharan niskal. But even though sharan niskal needs 23. And they do apply to Malkus, even though Malkus only needs a bezna of 3. So Menachas Chinuch is bothered with Akasha, if Misa and Malkus are the same, that a simple roiv of Echad is not enough to give Misa and to give Malkus, so what if you have a split vote in Malkus, it's 2-1, 2 say Chai Malkus and 1 says Potter, so you can't give him a Malkus, because it's only a roiv of Echad, it's 2-1, it's only a roiv of Echad. How can that be? The Rambam writes all the 9 dinim carry over from Misa to Malkus. One of the 9 dinim is that a roiv of echad is not enough. That's the Menachas Chinuch's kasha. So he answers, the roiv of echad is not enough is similar to our Gemara, that you need a ruba de minkara. Where did he get that from? He said, that's the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. He was inspired to give this answer based, the Chinuch writes, L'siach Ram L'Ros counts as a lav. You're not allowed to give the death penalty based on a simple roiv of echad. And he says, because you need a ruba de minkara. So the Menachas Chinuch says, oh! It struck a light lit up in his mind. Now he had, that's the teretz. He needed Ruba de Minkara. Rabbi Yehuda says over here, if you have 3, so 2 out of 3 is a Ruba de Minkara, because you have 66. and two-thirds, 66.6. That is a ruba d'minkara. If you have 10, so 6 is only 60%. It's not a ruba d'minkara. You got to have 7. So if you have 23 and you only have a 12 to 11, that's not a ruba d'minkara. If you're going to have a ruba d'minkara, then it will be a ruba d'minkara. But by Malkus, all you need is 3. So 2 out of 3 is a ruba d'minkara. 13 out of 23 is how much? But you have a rev of shnayim. Okay. The percentages, it doesn't always depend on percentages, apparently. Good to taina, doesn't always depend on percentages. So that's what we paskin, that you need ruba d'minkra. There's a famous comment from Rabbi Sol Salanter, that if you want to lane by chal on a tiny sibus, how many people do you have to have who are fasting? So you only need 6 people fasting, a roif tzibur fasting, and 4 people even though they're eating. But if you want to bench mezuman, you have to have 7 people who ate bread and 3 who ate yerek. How come it's a discrepancy? How come by fasting we need a 6 people and by eating bread you need all 7? So they say a famous line from Rabbi Salman, the Rebbe Shalom would prefer to have an extra person eat rather than have an extra person fast. Okay. Sounds like Achsidi Shavot from Achsidi Shavim. I think they attributed to Rabbi Sol Salanter. Okay. Whatever the reason, that's what the Gemara says. You need a ruba, machloikas hamaraim. We assume you need a ruba de minkara.
There's no minkara. I mean, you don't know who's fasting and eating.
I mean, even if you have nine, it's not going to be nikkur. No one sees who's fasting. Okay, could be. Whatever the explanation is, that's the din. That by fasting, all you need are 6 people fasting. That's how the Chayyarim says, all you need is 6 people fasting. Absolutely, thought that is what the time. He said like this, let's say, I come late to the minyan, I have 6 people that didn't hear Kriya Sator yet, and 4 people already heard Kriya Sator, they're prepared to listen in. So you'll have 10 people listening to the Kriya Sator, only 6 are Mechuyev, and 4 already by Yotze. So then if you have 6 on Mechuyev, you have a Reib Tzibah Mechuyev, then you can lay Kriya Sator. Because when you're laying, even the 4 people already heard Kriya Sator, they'll have a Kiyum, they're listening to Kriya Sator again, they'll have a Kiyum. But on a tiny Tzibur, if you have 6 people who fasted and 4 who ate, so there's no kiyum at all. The people who are not fasting on the tiny sibur have no kiyum at all. The kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah on the tiny sibur is only a kiyum for those who are fasting. So that was his taina against this opinion of the Chayyodim. Chayyodim is the one who says if you have 6 people fasting and 4 people who ate, you can be mitzar to 4 people for Kriyas HaTorah. So there's room to dingzach and say that it's not so. There's a famous opinion of the Chasam Sofer and the Chuvis that on a tiny sibur you don't even need 6 people fasting. There's a Takanas Chacham, you have to lay by Chal. It just, whoever gets the Aliyah has to be fasting. But I don't even know if he says that you need that. I don't remember. I think maybe he even says the Oyla Latar doesn't even have to fast. Maybe you don't even need anybody fast. He says it's a Takanas Chacham that you have to lay Kriyas HaTorah on a tiny sibur. But we don't follow that the practice. We don't follow that Chasam Sofer. We follow the Chayei Adam that if you have 6 people fasting, 4 people who ate, that's good enough. And Rav Soloveitchik, you got a taina. Maybe it's not the same. Maybe 6 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah yet, and 4 who did, that's okay, acceptable because the 4 who did are going to hear again. They're going to have a kiyum. But the 4 people who ate on the tainas, maybe they have no kiyum at all. Maybe the kiyum of listening to Kriyas HaTorah on the tiny sibur. There's only a kiyum tanis on behalf of those who are fasting. Whoever's not fasting, maybe he couldn't be mitzvah to the minyan. Yeah, but by hope, but to bench mezum and basar, you need a ruba de mikra. You have to have, we pass like that opinion. You need a ruba de mikra, 7 who ate the bread, and the 3 who ate yerek. So what are we up to? The list, the bottom line, amem chesam and aleph. Et manami amr abchana by Yehuda, Mishmei de Rova, Afilo loy toval, imohem, ela betzir, velochel imohem, ela groy grisachas, mitztareif. A gregaris is what? Larger than a kezias or smaller than a kezias? There's machlokes, how many kezaisim are there in a beitza? The 2 kezaisim in a beitza Three kizais ben a beitza. What about gregeris? How many gregeris are there? Which is bigger, the gregeris or the zayas? What's the sheer eating? What's the sheer eating on Kosevis Hagasa? Kosevis Hagasa is bigger than a kizais. Gregeris is smaller. I think gregeris is. Which is bigger, gregeris or kizais?
The Gros says that gregeris is smaller. Yes,
smaller.
The Kasha, why the Shulchan Aruch says you need a kizais. The Gemara says that gregeris is smaller.
Oh, so that's the Shaila. The Gemara says gregeris, if gregeris is smaller, then that's a Shaila. The Mishnah says, let's say you have a big apartment building with 100 families, 100 Jewish families, and they want to carry in the hallways. But Reuben's family lives in this apartment, Simon's family lives in that apartment, and Levi's family lives in that apartment, etc. Every apartment is a different family. So that's, Minatar, the whole apartment building is one big Rishus HaYochid. But with the Rabbanon, there's Takana Shlema HaMelech, Shlema HaMelech, Mene Takana, you're not allowed to carry. There's such a thing as a Rishus HaYochid, but Tanisa Tilpel. On the level of the Raisa, such an animal doesn't exist. Rishus HaYochid, but Tanisa Tilpel. Whatever is, has walls around it, is a Rishus HaYochid, so it's Mutter. But the Rabbanan Shlomo HaMelech came up with a new Einfal that it was Shusayachu B'Tanisa Tilpel. So you have to put away Eruv B'Chatzeres. What does Eruv B'Chatzeres mean? So it means everybody has to get Eruv B'Chatzeres has to be Davke Pas. Eruv B'Tchumen can be Bakol Mi'arvin. Bakol Mi'arvin. But Eruv B'Chatzeres, the Gemara says, has to be Pas Shem Abach Malav HaMaitzi. It has to be bread. So what does it mean? So let's say you have 100 apartments. So all 99 apartments have to leave a pas shlema, not a slice, not a half of a challah, a pas shlema in the one apartment. So the family who lives in the one apartment, they live there on derech hapshat. They really live there. The other 99 families who leave a pas shlema in the apartment, in the one apartment, so since they left the pas, it's considered as if they also live in the apartment. So we consider it, that's Takana Shlomo HaMelech, considered as if all 100 families live in the same apartment, nobody asks on anybody else. That's the basis of the din. So you have to have, you're going to have an awful lot, 99 challahs. You have to have a, you're supposed to put it in one kli. And if the kli is full, then you can leave the rest in another kli. That's going to be a gigantic plastic big, so gigantic. You're going to have 99 challahs in the big. So is there a way to streamline this? So the Mishnah says, yeah, have somebody buy a box of matzah in the store. Usually we use matzah because it doesn't get stale. If you're going to have challahs, after a while the challah is going to get stale. So usually we use matzahs. It has to be lechem shem evochem olav ha-moitzi, and the Sfarim say bori minim zonis, and the matzahs, how is it acceptable? So we have the gemara, ketzem evochem. If you eat enough cake or cookies, then you do say ha-moitzi by the Sfarim also. They say mezonos on matzahs, but if you eat a whole ton of matzah, then they'll also agree that you say hamoitzi. And the Gemara said the Ferish, that ma'arvin boy, if you have cake or cookies, then if you would have eaten enough of it, it's a subcategory of lechem. It's pasabo b'kisna. It's a subcategory. If you would have had enough of it, then you would have said hamoitzi. So even if you don't have so much, it's considered lechem shemavach molav hamoitzi. So it's acceptable even for svarim. You can make an eruv b'chatzeres with that. So let's say someone buys a box of matzahs. Instead of having 99 challahs shlemas in a gigantic plastic bag, so you have one box of matzahs, so you buy one gigantic challah. And the Gemara says if it has, you have 99 tenants in the building, so I buy a box of matzahs, I give it to the next neighbor, I say, pick up the box of matzahs, because it should for some here, for all the Jews who live here in the other apartments now. Now, the effort web is going to move in the future until next Pesach. Next Pesach, I'll eat up these matzahs and I'll make a new Eruv B'Chatzeres with a new box of matzahs. Instead of holding the same matzahs forever and ever, amen. They're going to get stale also if you keep them too long. So every Pesach, you renew the Eruv. The Ravon is one of the earlier Bali HaTosfos. He used to correspond with Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam. He lived in that generation. He lived in Magenza. He lived in Germany. Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam lived in France. But they used to, they know of each other. They used to correspond with each other. So the Rabban writes, there's an old minhag that on Pesach, when you renew the Eruv B'Chatzeres, use a new box of matzahs, you burn the old box of matzahs with the chametz. So he says he doesn't understand why. Why do they burn the old box of matzahs? The Chabal Tashchis. Why are they burning it? So he's at a loss to figure out a reason. So he suggests maybe the reason why they had such a practice to burn the old box of matzahs is because the din is that the Eruv HaChatzeres is only valid if the matzahs are available, the Eruv is available for all the Shomer Shabbos and the building. They know where it is and they have the right to eat it whenever they want. It has to be available Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashes. Let's say I have the box of matzahs in my apartment in 24 Bennett. So if I go away for Shabbos and the door is locked, nobody has the key, so the whole Erev is not valid. You have to be able to get to the Erev. That was a shot they had under the British. They would sometimes make a curfew, and the curfew was Shabbos Bein HaShemashes. No one was allowed to walk in the street. So the people had to daven home. The police would put them in jail if they'd walk to shul. So the shaila is, if no one can walk out in the street, so no one has access to the Box of Matz. Box of Matz in my house, and the other people can't walk in the street. Here in 24 Bennett, the Box of Matz is for the people in the building. It's only an area for the building. It's not an area for the whole neighborhood. But when you make an area for the whole neighborhood, and no one has a right to come to eat the matzahs, that's a shaila. So Pesach Pesel Frank was there under the British, and he has a tshuva. I think he's Mako. The thing is that that's not called, they don't have access. The government can always change the law. Don't have access means the door is locked and just can't get in. And Metzias, you can't get in. It's illegal. It's against the law to walk in the streets. I think he's Mekel on that. But the din is the Erev is only valid if everybody has the right, everybody has the ability and everybody has the right to come and take the matz. I used to have in my building, used to have a family, the husband, that's Micha Phoenicia, the husband learned with me Erevin in the summertime. So your husband, I think I told the story. Husband was absent-minded, the husband and I, they're both absent-minded, and all the children are also absent-minded. Nebuch, the couple got divorced because they're so absent-minded. And the children are having trouble in school because they're all absent-minded. So every other Shabbos, they would forget to buy challahs for Shabbos. So we would be in the middle of our meal, and he would always knock on the door. He forgot to buy challahs, so he wants to use the box of matzahs. The Erev is only valid if everybody in the building is included in the Erev, has the right to eat all the matzahs. Every other week I had to give him the box of matzahs and he ate it. Then we had to make a new Erev. I had to buy another box of matzahs. Then every other week he would need it again. Perhaps a minded professor, he would forget to buy matzahs for Shabbos. So the din is, you need, let's say you have 100 tenants in the building, so the apartment in which they're putting all of these challahs, they live there, so they don't have to participate by putting in a challah. The other 99 families that don't live in the apartment, so they have to be shutvim in the box of matzahs, and now it's considered as if 400 families live in this one apartment, so nobody else is on anybody else. So you have to have talking 99 challahs from all of the people. So the Mishnah says in Erevin, you can streamline it. Someone should buy a box of matzahs, or a gigantic challah, and make shutfis for all the 99 families, other 99 families in the family, and you have the one box of matzahs, so that's good for everybody. So how much matzah do you have to have? A mashahu for each one of the families. So the Gemara says you need a grogeris for each family up until 18 grogeris. You never need more than 18 grogeris. Once you have 18 grogeris, you can have a 99 families. You can have 100, you can have 1,000 families. All you need is up until, if you have only 15 Jewish families in the building, and they are going to put the box of matzahs in one apartment, so you need 15 grogeris of matzah, and they should be in one apartment where the family lives there, and the other 15 families are covered with the 15 grogeris. But if you have 100 families live in the building, all you need is matzah that has 18 grogeris. How much is 18 grogeris? So I think it says 6 kibbetzim, no? 6 kibbetzim. How much is 6? Is 6 kibbetzim? So we assume that there are 3 grogeris and a beitzim. So how do you say that a grogeris is less than a kazais? You assume that there are 2 kazaisim and a beitzim. There are 2 opinions in Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes Rishonim, whether there are 2 kazaisim and a beitzim. We're talking about a zayis beinoni, a beitzah beinoni, and a grogeris beinoni. There are probably 100 sizes of grogeris, 100 sizes of beitzim, 100 sizes of kizaisim. So the question is, how much is a grogeris beinoni? So we assume that a grogeris is a third of a beitzah beinoni. And how much is a kizayis? So the Vilna Gaon obviously is assuming that there are 2 kizaisim in a beitzah. So a grogeris is slightly smaller than a kizayis. because there are three gregris in a base and there are only two kizesim. So that's the shaila. Don't you see from the Gemara that you don't need a yidah kizayis? I can say baruch shachanam shaloi. Don't we say ein achila pchusim bekizayis? Shulchan Aruch says that we require that the three people who ate yerek should have eaten a kizayis of yerek. But if the Gemara says grogeris, and grogeris is slightly less than a kizayis, so he says you don't need a kizayis. But how can they say baruch shachanam shaloi ein achila pchusim bekizayis? That's a sticky question. But according to the others, that there are three kizesim in a beitza, then grogeris and kibetza are the same thing. It would appear so in the Gemara. So why does the Gemara give a different shear? Grogeris is one thing, and kizais is a different thing. If kizais and grogeris are the same thing, the pashtus is the two different things. The question is, which is bigger and which is smaller? The pashtus is grogeris. There are three grogeris in a beitza. That's the Mishnah there. You have to have so much matzah. Usually if you have a box of matzahs, you could put in six eggs in a box of matzah. So the Pashto says if you have one box of matzah, you already have six beitzim worth of matzah. And six beitzim is the equivalent to 18 gregris. So you see that you don't need a full kazayis. So that's a sticky problem over here. Ein achila pchusim bekazayis. I'm going to say baruch shachan b'shaloi. A problem. Okay, so what does the Gemara have on the top, on the fourth line? Amar Abchana by Yehuda Mishmei Derava Hilchas Achal Ala Shayerek Shushas Kol Shal Yain Nitzare. Even Shtiyah Bechalal Achim. Even though we don't pass like Shimon Ben Shetach, how come we took away his smicha Shimon Ben Shetach? Wow, we say Rabbi Shimon Ben Shetach. There's a Mishnah, I think, or a Tosefta. That Rebbe means he has smicha. Rabban means he's a chief rabbi. And Hillel and Shammai, Godel may Rabban is Shmo. A higher level, Rabban, Shimon b'Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel means he was a chief rabbi. A higher covet, higher than Rabban, chief rabbi, is Shmo. When you call him Hillel, Shammai, it's a priestess hakavet to call him Rabbi Hillel. There was a Rabbi Hillel. In the days of the Amoraim, there was a Rebbe Hillel. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Rebbe Hillel said, Ein Moshiach l'Yisrael. There isn't going to be a Melech HaMashiach. She'kvar achlu b'mei Chizkiyo. We're not going to have a Moshiach. So Rabbi Yosef says, God should forgive Rabbi Hillel for saying that. That's utterly ridiculous, and it's not correct. But that's not Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken is not called Rabbi Hillel. He's Hillel. Godel mei Rabba and Ishmael. So Shimon ben Shetach was more than Stam, the chief rabbi. We don't call him Rabban Shimon ben Shetach. We call him Shimon ben Shetach. That's his name. If you have less than 18 families, that each family has to chip in to have a grogeris of the challah.
The question is, why is it changed to 18?
Why is the maximum 18? I don't know.
So
why do they make a maximum?
That's meant to do with the call of eating. As such, it has to do with an arbitrary shear that the government gave for what has to be there.
How much food has to be there? How much bread? Everything has to be passed.
If everybody came in, there's not enough.
Right. How much bread has to be there? That it should be considered as if we live there.
Yeah.
We left our food there and we live in that. We all 100 families live in that one apartment. Yeah. So they said up until 18, you need a grogeris for each family, for each apartment. But past 18, you don't need more. You don't need more than.
Doesn't that indicate that there's some other reason?
I don't know what the reason is, why they said. I don't know. But here it says, if you need a grogeris, you would starve to bench mezumah. So grogeris alpi pashtus is less than a kazayas. So you see, you don't need a kazayas. So that's a shot, but you're going to say, so drinking shtiyah bechlal achila, okay? Shtiyah bechlal achila. That's what Tosfos put. That's a sugya. Shtiyah bechlal is a sugya in chulin daf kuf chaf. A shtiyah bechlal achila. But the grogeris is less than a kazayis. How do you answer that? I don't know. Nahamal. So the Gemara quotes. Rava says the same. Ochal arishal yerk shos a kosher yayin mitzdarek. But lahoitzi he should be the one to bench Mezuba to go to the others. Achiyachal Kazai is Dogon. Not enough Grogeres, and it's not enough of Kosiyain. You have to eat Kazai Dogon. Okay. So that's the halacha. We don't understand the halacha why it's so, but that's the halacha. Omer Rav Nachman, okay, what's the historical background of the Birchus HaMosim? So it's a din d'oraisa. When did the mitzvah begin? Moshe Tikkun saw Birchus HaMosim she'or lehem amon. When the mon fell down from heaven, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takon, you have to say Hazanah Sakon. But you only say Birchus HaMosim, and it's only if you ate lechem. Lechem from the Chameshes Mini Dogan. The mon that came down from heaven, was it Chameshes Mini Dogan? It was lechem in HaShemayim. It wasn't Chitasar in the other meaning. So why did they say Birchus HaMosim? It's a different kind of food. Why did they say Birchus HaMosim? So the Midrashim say when they cooked the man, it tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like, that's what it tasted like. So Mistama, that's the pshat. The man came down from heaven. It wasn't Chitasara Kusim Shibodo Shul and Shiva. It wasn't for Nachmeshim in the dog. But they wanted it to taste like regular oatmeal bread, or like pumpernickel, or like white bread. So whatever they wanted it to taste like, that's what it tasted like. So atakadin of the chameshes mini dogan. Wow, lechor was lechem shel nes. It was lechem neshman. It was lechem shel nes. And nonetheless, you say birchas hamazon on it. That's a chiddush in the Gemara. Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Birchas Hazon Meshel Sheorot Lehem Amon. They ate Kidei Sviya, so they had to recite Birchas Hamazon, but they only had to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the food, over the bread. Yeshua Tikkun the second bracha Birchas HaOretz Meshel Shenichnasu LaOretz. When they conquered Eretz Yisrael, then they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. Then you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us Yerushalayim, but there are two aspects to Yerushalayim. One is that it's the capital of Eretz Yisrael. So the one who made it, the one who established Shemayim as its capital was David HaMelech. First he was the Melech in Hebron for 7 years, then he was the Melech in Yerushalayim for 33 years. I forgot it. 33 years, I think. He was a Melech for 40 years of his life. So when David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, then he had to compose the third bracha. We thank you for giving us Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And then Yerushalayim is also the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. So David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but the Navi didn't permit him to. He told him, Dam Rab Shafachta, Psukim Dirayavim. He killed all the terrorists. He did a big mitzvah, but the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be a makam Shalom. And that's Ati Shalom a makam Azeh. So the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to represent Shalom. And David HaMelech was an Ish Mochama, so the Navi told him, you're going to have a son, Shlomo, it's going to be peaceful during his lifetime. He's going to be an Ish Shalom. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So David composed the first half of the third bracha. David Shalom Tikkun Bani Yerushalayim. David composed the first half. David Tikkun Al Yisrael Amecha while Yerushalayim Irecha as the capital. Shalom Tikkun Al Nabayis HaGadol HaKadosh, because he had the ability to build the Beis HaMikdash. But you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the both aspects of Yerushalayim. Both the aspect of the political aspect, that is the political capital of the political entity of Eretz Yisrael, and also it's the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. And Atayva Meitav, the fourth bracha is only the Rabbana. B'yavne Tiknua, that's a later takana. That's not the Raisa. The first three are the Raisa. And Atayva Meitav, B'yavne Tiknua, Keneged Haruge Betar. Betar was a gigantic city. That's where the Romans killed the Bar Kokhba rebellion. Bar Kokhba acted as the king for a couple of years. He minted his own coins, and everybody was paid the Maaseh Sheni on the coins that he minted. But then it went down in history that it was an attempted rebellion that was not successful. So historically, it turns out that he wasn't really the king. It wasn't really a government. They were all paid the Maaseh Sheni on that. The Shach writes that to be paid, you have to have kesef. Shavu kesef is not acceptable. It's only called kesef if it's sponsored by the government. The Shach writes, whatever you hold, how far goes Dina Machlus Adina, the Shach writes in Hilchas Ribis, we spoke about it. You only apply the din, the status of Kesef, is only if it's legal tender, sponsored by the government, by a recognized government. It's sponsored by pirates, then it's called Shavu Kesef. So here, the coins that were minted by Bar Kokhba, was he a recognized government? He attempted a rebellion against the Roman government, But then the whole thing collapsed. So do we say, but the 3 years that he acted as the king, he was taka king, and it was a government? Or we said, Lord Milsom, I feel the whole thing was a mistake, and all the people violated the din. They were all leading Maisa Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, because the pinyon was done on Shavu Kesef. It wasn't really Kesef. I don't know. That's a shame, because in history, in the history book, it goes down as a failed rebellion. It's a question. So anyway, when they wiped everybody out, that was Haruge Betar. They killed thousands of Jews. The Romans didn't. They killed so many people in Betar. There's so much blood spilled over there. The Gemara said they didn't have to irrigate. They didn't have to fertilize the vineyards for a long, long time because there was so much Jewish blood that was spilled over there. And there were vineyards there that grew grapes and they made wine from that. So that's why they composed the Nusach HaBracha HaTov HaMeitiv. Why HaTov HaMeitiv? HaTov Shelo Hisrichu. That was a miracle. The bodies were exposed. They didn't put them in a freezer. The bodies were exposed to the elements. The bodies were exposed to the sun. Eretz is always warm. It's a miracle. HaTov Shelo Hisrichu. For HaMeitiv, that the Romans, after a few years, they allowed them to bury the bodies. For a couple of years, they didn't allow them. They wanted to frighten all the people that they shouldn't make another rebellion. They didn't allow them to bury them for a long time. So the same bracha HaTov HaMeitiv that they introduced after you finish the benching and say the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv, the same bracha they introduced if you have Shino Yayin. That's a Gemara later in the Masechta. If you have Shino Yayin, it's a Gemara in the end of Psochim. If everybody's drinking, they had first grape juice, and then they have real wine, and then they have better wine. So every time you have a better wine, they say the bracha, bracha, okay, malach olam, HaTov HaMeitiv. Why did they introduce HaTov HaMeitiv on Shini Yayin? Because the Pardesim, where they grew the grapes and they made the wine from those grapes, didn't need any fertilization for quite a while. There was so much Jewish blood that was fertilizing. So to remember the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they were finally nitnu the kvura. So he said, "Tave meitav mashini yai." The Beis Halevi has in between Bereshis and Shmos, he has the one page where he had a blank page. He has four different paragraphs unrelated to each other, four different chidushi halachas. So one of the paragraphs says, I think it quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes a Rishon, forgot which Rishon, that if you have shini yai in the middle of the meal, there's no need to say hatayv ameitiv. I think we don't follow that opinion. We do say hatayv ameitiv in the middle of the meal. There's no need to say HaTov HaMeitiv, because when you're going to bench, you're going to say HaTov HaMeitiv. It's the same HaTov HaMeitiv. HaTov HaMeitiv and Shini Yayin, that's what that Rishon, I think he quotes Rav Ben Yeruchim. It's the same HaTov HaMeitiv and Shini Yayin that you say in the benching. So whenever you have the Shini Yayin in the middle of a meal, it's going to be covered with HaTov HaMeitiv in the Birchas HaMazon. It's interesting. It's all based on the pasuk. The Gemara has it later. Let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Say the Birchas Hamazon and Kaki. Bracha Rishana Birchas Hazon. Shnei Birchas Haaretz. Shlishis Bani Mishalayim. Reviz. HaTov HaMeitiv. Ubi Shabbos. Instead of saying Rahma Al Yisrael HaMech Al Yishalayim Yirecha Mascha Ben Achama Masayim Ben Achama V'am HaKdusha Sayayim Be'emtza. So Pasha Pshat in the Gemara sounds like you have a different nusach. For Rachem you have a different nusach. You start off Nachmen Hashem Elokeinu, and you end off with Nechama. Bo'ne Rachma v'Yushalayim Amen, that's the Nechama. And you mention Shabbos in the middle. Rashi and Tosfos say, yeah, Tosfos makes fun of it. That those who think that you have to change the Nusach, nah, it's a mistake, you have to change the Nusach, the same Nusach that you always say. Minik Shtusu HaMashana Brachu Shalchol. The last line in the Tosfos is Mascha b'Nechama. The Tosfos makes fun of it. The other Rishonim have that pshat in the Gemara. The Tosfos also says it's a minik shtus. What does it mean? Mascha b'Nechama, Mesayim b'Nechama. If you want to, you can be Mascha b'Nechama, Mesayim b'Nechama. You don't have to. If you want to, you can be Mascha b'Nechama. There's no need to start and to end with Shabbos. You can incorporate Shabbos in the middle, like we say Ritzei, in the middle of the Bracha Rachim. We don't begin nor do we end with Shabbos. If you want to, you can start. The Shabbos, but you don't have to. So that's a machlekes harishon. Do you change the nusach to say nachmen? So the Gemara says, Tanakama says, maschal menachama masai menachama. If he wants to, Rashi tells, it's an insert. It says an insert. It's not. It doesn't really blend in to become part of the bracha. It's an insert in the bracha. Reb Lezer Amir Ratzel Yomer, if you want to, you can say in the middle of Rachim. If you want, you can say Ritzei in the middle of Noida Lucha. If you want, you can say Ritzei in the middle of Hatayva Meitim. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the middle of Rachim. Ablezer Yomer, Ratzel Yomer ben Achama Oimra, that's Rachim. If you want to, be Brichas Haaretz Oimra, Noida Lucha, and be Brichas Tiknacham Yavne, that's Hatayva Meitim Oimra. Wherever you want. But Chachamim Amrim, they disagree with Rav Lezer. Ein Amra Ela Ben Chachamim Mulvad. You can only mention Ritzei in the middle of the Bracha Rachim. Frank the Gemara. Chachamim Hanatan Kamen. Why are there three Shittas in the Braisa? The first Tan and the third Tan are exactly the same. Rav the Gemara is not exactly the same. Ika Benai Ben Diyavit. L'chatchila, they both say the same thing. That the correct place to insert Ritzei is in the middle of the third Bracha Rachim. But the shaila is, what a b'diyevet you'll say ritzei in the middle of Noida Lucha, you'll say ritzei in the middle of Hatayv HaMeitiv. So that's the machlekes hatanoim. One holds that even b'diyevet you're not yotzei. So which one, how can you tell which one says even b'diyevet? There's no way to read it. So Rashi says you can't tell. Because the third Tana says, Eino Oimra Ela, he has a double negative. Eino Oimra Ela bin Achama, that sounds like it's li'ikuvah. Tana Kama says, you say ritzei, that's the correct location to say Ritzei in the middle of Rachim. But the last, the third Tana, who says a double negative, Ein Amra Elo, Elo bin Achama, that means that even Medievid you're not yet. He's more strict. Okay. Then the Gemara gives the Makkah from the Pesukim, Tana Rabbanim. Menai lepechas amaz manatav shenemra, vechalta v'savoto uverachto. So here it doesn't read straight. Uverachto is a bichas hazan. As Hashem Alkecha is Bichas Hazima. What you say, Bichas Hazima, you say, after you finish Hazanus HaKol, in between Hazanus HaKol and Noida Lucha, it doesn't make sense. So the Gro corrects it, it should say the reverse. B'chalta v'savata v'rachta es Hashem Alkecha. How does the Gro correct it? B'chalta v'savata v'rachta zu Bichas Hazima. As Hashem Alkecha zu Bichas Hazan. First you say the Zimun Bracha, then you say Hazan. He reverses it based on it's a Tosefta and a Mechilta and a Yerushalmi, so he corrects it based on the other parallel sources. The way it's printed in our Gemara, it sounds like first say Hazanus HaKol, and before you start Noid Lucha, then you say the Zimon there. So that's not what we do, it's not correct. Alo'arz Abichas Oretz, Hatoyba Zub Bain Yerushalayim. Where did he come up to say the word Hatoyba has the connotation of Yerushalayim? Chenoim Hahor Hatoyba Zeh V'Halev Onon. And Yerushalayim has a double aspect to it. Yerushalayim has the political capital of political entity of Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim has the Makam HaMikdash. So the days of David HaMelech, that was just the capital. The days of Yerushalayim HaMelech, it became the base. I mean, each one composed half of the bracha. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's good the way it says. Good the way it says, and it's not in order. It's not in the order that we say. Okay, yeah. Okay. Hashanasan lach zu hatoyva meitiv. Yeah. Hashanasan lach zu hatoyva meitiv. This Tana sounds like yours. Hatoyva meitiv is the raisa. That the Gemara had a machlokes hatana. Where the hatoyva meitiv is biyavne tiknua. It's only a takana de rabbanon. And this Tana holds no. Hashanasan lach zu hatoyva meitiv. All we have in the Kurvis and Chumash to say bracha after eating the bread. Fun of me nine. How do you know you have to say amotzi latmaotz before you start the meal? And for the Gemara, must be al kavuchai mikishu savei amivarech. When he finished eating and he's satiated, he has to bench. When he's hungry, he's going to be so appreciative over the fact that he has bread to eat. So that makes more sense. His appreciation is greater before he starts eating. Kishu savei amivarech. He's obligated to say thank you after eating. Shurai v'kolshkein. That's the Vilna Gaon adds on. That's Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. And Rebbe Akiva, instead of having Rebbe Yom, he says, Rebbe Akiva, I'm there, and it's sorry, I don't need a pasuk over here to prove that that there's a zimun, and I don't need a pasuk over here to prove that you say bracha lefaneho, and it's sorry, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta z'birchas hazan. Birchas hazimun is based on a different marker. Gadol Hashemite niram Hashmayachtav, a whole group. I'm speaking to two, Gadlu, Uniromamo, plural, and Yachtav me with the two adds up to three. So that's how you know that there's an institution of Zimun with three people, a Zimun of three. So he says, I know Zimun from the other pasuk, Gadol Hashem Napke. And how do you know the bracha shel lefanav? We're going to get also a different mocker. Ein tzarich, you don't need your mocker for zimun. Zimun is a different pasuk in Tilim, Gadlash Amiti. That's a shayla. If it's based on Gadlash Amiti, then maybe it's only an asmachta mid the rabban. If it's based on a pasuk in Chumash, maybe mizumin is deraisa. But if it's based on a pasuk in Tilim, usually you assume divi term divi kabbalah le'afina. So it may lead one to believe that the Birchas HaZimun institution is only the Rabbanan. That was Machlokes Rishonim and Achronim that the Mishnah Brura quoted. Al Haaretz of Birchas Haaretz, HaTov is a Bani Yerushalayim, I could say before, Arba Tel Al Vanan, HaTov HaMeit of Yavda Tikno, it's only the Rabbanan. He disagrees with the first Tana. And then he says also, Ein Tzoch for the Hamoitzi, Ein Yalilach for the Fon HaMinayin. So he says, not that it's a Kal B'chamek Shu Saveh Mavak Shu Reim Al Kol Shkein, a different marker. The Rebbe Shalom gave me the bread before I eat it. Before I eat the bread. From the moment that he gave me the bread, if I'm about to eat it, then you say the bro. Rabbi Yitzchak is a third Tana. Ein Tzarich, I have a different marker for bracha for hamoitzi bracha shalavanah. Ein Tzarich, Harevam beverach eslach mechales meimefa. So the pasuk pshat is Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bless our food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Baruch Eslach Mecho. So he says, HaTikri Uverech El Uverech. Has another level of understanding. Not only Hashem will bless the food that we're about to eat, we'll have enough food to eat. Uverech Eslach Mecho. You should recite a bracha before you eat. Lach Mecho Vesmei Mecho. Ve'emesai Kori Lechem. Kodim Sheikh Lani. After you eat it, it's not called Lechem. Before you eat it, it's still called Lechem. So these Tanoim say, I have a different marker for Zimun, from Tilim. God la shamiti, and a different mocker for hamoitzi. And the machlekes by that type of meitav is the raisa or the rabbana. Okay. Rav Nasnar mein etzorach again. I don't need all of you psukim to say that you say bracha shalofanah, that you say hamoitzi. How does he know? Harema, it's a beferish story in Shmuel. What happened? Shaul HaMelech was taking care of the behemoths for his father, and then they got lost, and he didn't know where to find them. He lost the behemoths. So someone told him, "Yes, the Navi will know Baruch HaKadosh where the behemoths are." So he saw some girls there. So he asked them, "How do I get to the Navi?" So he was so good looking. So the Judah said, "They should have said he's over there," but they wanted to. He was tall and handsome, so they kept on chattering. So they told him, "Kivayachem ha'ir, kein timtzanos, v'terem yala ha'bamas, alechel ki leyochel amad, ad bo'o, ki hi yivorech ha'zevach, achrei ken yochel akrum." Such a long arichas. Should have said, go to the city. So what the Gemara said, the kol kach lama. Why was such an arichas? So the first explanation is because women love to chatter. Yishan nashim dabar, he said, women always talk more than is necessary. Shmuel lama, because he was so good looking. They were single and he was single, because they was takal biyof yoshal shol. He was good looking. The Sheikh Mahmoud Gavon Kam is very tall and handsome. Rabbi Yochanan the Fisher Malchus the Gaz Becharata Afilu Kimaloi Nima, because when he's going to meet up with Shmuel Hanavi, Shmuel Hanavi is going to appoint him as the Melech, and he's going to be Ois Shoifet. Shmuel was the manik of the generation; he was the Shoifet. And as soon as Shmuel is going to meet him, he's going to appoint Shaul as the Shoifet. He's going to retire from his. Shmuel is going to appoint Shaul as the Melech, and Shmuel will no longer be the Shofet. And we have a tradition, Ein Malchus Nagas Bechavata Afilu Kimelo Nima. And Hashemayim, they decide, that's the Gemara in Yuma, the Aflamet Ches. The Chazon Ish has a whole Sefer, a little Sefer, Amunah B'Tochan, a beautiful Sefer, and a beautiful style Hebrew. He wrote his own style Hebrew. Like Rabbi Soloveitchik had his own style Hebrew. So the Chazon Ish also had a totally different, very different style Hebrew. So the Chazon Ish writes that the Iker of Emunah Bitochen is that Gemara in Yom Adaf Lamaches. It says, "B'shimcha yikruucha b'mkomcha yushivucha mishelach yitan loch v'yadam nagei b'chaver afilikim l'anima y'malchus nagas b'chaveta afilikim l'anima." That you shouldn't feel, that guy, he stole my position. Really, I should have been the president of the university. I should have been the head of the kollel. I should have been a magid shir. The other guy chapped ice from me because he went and he masan and he did this. That's not true. B'shimcha yikra ucha. They have a filing system in heaven and they keep tabs on everybody. And they know who belongs in what position. B'kamcha yoshivucha min hashamayim. They'll see to it that you will be placed in the position you belong to be in. They'll give you what you deserve. They're not going to give you what anyone else deserves. Even if you try, you can't take away the covet that someone else deserves. Let's say one guy, I was chalashing to marry this girl, and then another guy grabbed her away. So I feel hurt. Why? He stole the girl from me. They're going to give you what you deserve, and they're not going to give it to someone else. And even if a ganav steals something from me, I have a right to be tabehem in a din Torah, but it was mina shamayim that he should get it. If I deserved it, I would have gotten them in Hashemayim. There is no such thing. That's emunah. We believe that whatever is happening in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is supervising. Whatever is happening is what he wants to happen. That's what the Chazanish explains. Bitochen, let's say a person is dying from cancer. Bitochen does mean have bitochen that you'll get better. The doctors predict he's going to die from cancer within the next week. Bitochen means I believe that whatever God wants is going to take effect. And if I die, that's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants. So I should daven to the Rabbanu Shalom, let me live. But it doesn't mean that's bitochen shel shtus. I'm convinced I'm going to survive. Well, you're convinced. The doctors think you're going to die within a week. That's the whole theme of the book, is emuna o bitochen, kuntras emuna bitochen. Chazanish never finished the whole sefer. It's an incomplete work. And he never printed it because he never finished it. So after he passed away, the family found it in manuscript and they had a deal whether they should print it or not. So they, after a while, they came to the conclusion that an incomplete manuscript written by the Chazon Ish is more valuable than complete books written by other people. They printed the incomplete manuscript. Then they found another couple of pages. So in the later editions, they have another couple, but it's still incomplete. So another couple of pages. So the later editions have more. But that's the Chazon Ish starts off, that's the basis of our Emunah B'Tochen, is that Gemara in Yom Adaf Lamed Ches. Shibcha Yikarucha. So that's what the Gemara applies it here. How come the girls were chattering? Because the minute Shaul is going to meet up with Shmuel HaNavi, he's going to appoint him as the Melech, and Shmuel will no longer be the Shofet. Min HaShamayim wasn't yet Higia Hazman. It was supposed to be another 2 minutes. So the girls had a chatter. Min HaShamayim, the girls had a chatter in order that Shaul shall only become the Melech 2 minutes later than otherwise. They tell the story that once a couple was getting married, and under the chuppah, the chosen dropped the ring and it started rolling away. And it took a while till they found the ring, and then they came back. So the girl's father said, it's min hashamayim that they shouldn't get married. He doesn't want to go through with the wedding. And everybody else said, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Not min hashamayim. But kept on saying, does not. So they finally made the agreement. It was in Yerushalayim. So they said, the last gradova la salavaching. So they asked them, they went, they stopped the works. They stopped the music in the middle of the chuppah. They went to ask Rav Elul Soloveitchik. It took an hour. And then Rav Elul Soloveitchik said, yes, it was min hashamayim that they should get married 2 minutes later. They had to wait 2 minutes. Like the Gemara says here, it was min hashamayim that he shouldn't be appointed as the melech. And Shaul and Shmuel HaNavi shouldn't retire from his position as a shofet till the girls finished chattering 2 minutes later. I feel a kid like Nima, even a hair's worth. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is a normal day. Thursday is something irregular. Did they put up signs yet? What's doing on Thursday? I think they're going to have special shiurim, special talk. Okay, we'll see.
I didn't see the because of the story about the grugs having someone else start benching from Rachim because he had a different nissa. So the girl also passing is like the riff that you should say Nachem on Shabbos. So maybe also even the beginning of the girl put the Kalb size for the Barachim. I mean, his
who writes that?
No, the girl writes. The girl writes that.
He would bench, he wouldn't want to bench.
I'm saying that would be consistent with it's the same bracha, right? The bracha, yeah. So maybe the
simple shiur do the same thing.
Oh, good then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if it touches on this, is everything going to survive? So once it goes in the rover, it goes in the rover.
Yes.
Is everything best? Or is everything, for Baruch Mekusha, do we need a rover nicker or a stam
the length of the
Kaddish. For Kaddish.
Yeah, we assume 6 people rather than us.
So, Rabbi Sincher said, is there a dara between Rabbi Nicker and Stam Rabbi? Is there a wide dara between Rabbi Nicker versus...
Yeah, why only by eating?